there were over 300 prophecies of the birth, the ministry, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Isaiah is one of those prophets. And as we approach this time of year, this is Palm Sunday for most people, I think it's helpful to remember and reflect on the resurrection, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, what he went through. And what the Lord Jesus Christ went through, make no mistake, it was evil what they did to him. The tragedies, the injustice, the violence, the beating, the execution, it was evil what those men did to him. But the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, understand this, if I could draw this distinction, it was not an accident. It was not a result of some violent people gaining the upper hand over Jesus. And so he lost the battle. You know, he was trying to get away from them for so long, and they finally caught him. Aha! And they won. That's not what happened. That might have been what they thought happened. See, the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with all his sufferings, was prophesied by God and planned by God for your benefit. And so when we look at what Jesus went through, realize the evil that he went through parallels beautifully with what God desires to give us. He was separated so that we might be reconciled. He was wounded so that we might be healed. He died so that we might live. I want to take a few minutes and examine Isaiah's examination of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read through verses 1 through 6, and then we'll have a word of prayer. He says, "Who shall believe? Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he, Jesus, shall grow up before him, the Father, as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him," there's no beauty that we